It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Well, obviously the big news here in the building, Deshaun Watson was out for the season. He posted a message for his fans last week, and we bring that to you now. Deshaun thanked everyone for their support and prayers. He ended the message with a promise to work diligently and to one day bring a championship to Houston and to be better, stronger, and even more focused than before. We certainly can't wait to see you back on the field again. Some of Watson's teammates also reached out via social media to wish him the best. DeAndre Hopkins said, "God won't put you through anything you can't handle." J.J. Watt said, "Minor setback for a major comeback. We've all seen what's possible. Can't wait to see what's next. With you every step of the way for." And Bruce Ellington said, "God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers." It was bad news, good news for Houston last week. Obviously, the good news, the Houston Astros brought home a World Series championship. Some of our players were on hand to congratulate the Astros. Here's Whitney Merciless congratulating Mr. MVP George Springer on the Astros World Series championship. George Springer and George H.W. Bush were at the Texans game on Sunday, presenting their trophy to fans. The Astros also tweeted out this picture of pitchers Chris Devinsky and Joe Musgrove meeting Deshaun Watson at the game. Next, DeAndre Hopkins caught a touchdown pass, and he handed the ball to a very special fan. It was none other than his mom. After the game, lots of players like to do jersey swaps, and Brian Peters was one of those players swapping jerseys with a former Northwestern teammate linebacker Anthony Walker Jr. from the Colts. Next, here's Corey Moore with a fan. He said, "Blessed to be able to spread positivity throughout my journey. Love to see that." Next, Whitney Merciless and Brian Peters put on some three-piece suits and did a little strut down the catwalk for a good cause. The Texans linebackers and others supported the Houston Area Women's Center last week and looked good doing it. If you're having iPhone issues, Jelani Jenkins feels your pain. He tweeted this out, "Apple really got to fix this keyboard glitch. I am over it." And Arian Foster sat on the opposite side of the mic this week. He did a little podcast with a former friend and teammate, DeAndre Hopkins. He tweeted, "Super dope convo I had with my brother DeAndre Hopkins. Dude is a killer and one of the most humble human beings I know." Those two were certainly a duo when they were on the field together, but we've got another duo for you in this week's Prime Sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Have you ever shown up to a party where someone's wearing the exact same outfit as you? Well, it's always pretty awkward, and it happened this week at Sunday's game. Deontay Foreman and Bruce Ellington shockingly showed up in the exact same shirt, and they both paired it with some green pants. Deontay Foreman went back to his Texas roots and added a hat. Ellington had some headphones and some accessories. Of course, both of them green pants with the same shirt. Hey, great minds think alike. What can you do? All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.